Michigan's Grape and Wine Industry Council recognized 8 Michigan wines as best in class at their recent awards ceremony. Here to fill us in on the winners is Linda Jones. She's executive director of the council. Hi, Linda.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
What made these 8 in particular stand out?
Well, these 8 were recognized by the judges as being very exemplary in their style for the wines that the winemakers were producing here. And among the winners, the 8 trophy winners, we did have 3 Rieslings, and I know you're a big fan of Rieslings.
I am.
What these Rieslings really demonstrate beautifully is the range of styles that can be made with high quality in Riesling. Riesling is our most widely planted grape in Michigan. And Riesling can be produced in a number of different styles. It can be made into sparkling wine. It can be made in a dry style, a semi-dry style, a dessert wine, and even ice wine. So a full range of sweetnesses. So people who have a particular sweetness palate can find a Riesling to suit them anywhere in Michigan.
And what were some of the other best-in-class winners?
For sparkling wine, we're very well known for sparkling wine because of our cool climate, and the winner there was the Aurora Cellars 2011 Brut, and that's a new winery up in the Leelanau Peninsula.
All right, so we've got 3 Rieslings, we have a sparkling wine.
Our best dry red this year was a repeat from the previous year, Peninsula Cellars 2012 Cabernet Franc, and this is the second consecutive year that this winery has won for this variety. It was a different vintage that won last year, but this has happened a couple of times where a winery has taken a top trophy for 2 consecutive years, and that's quite an accomplishment.
And the last 3?
Semi-dry red was Lawton Ridge from the Kalamazoo area. They have a lovely blended red wine called AZO Red, and the name of that is after the call letters for the Kalamazoo airport. So it's got kind of a flight theme to it. So that's a nice semi-dry red, easy drinking red. In the fruit category, we had a very interesting peach Cremant from 45 North Vineyard and Winery up in the Leelanau Peninsula. And that's a lovely, light, sparkling wine that has some peach flavor, peach juice added to it to give it that lovely peach flavor.
I have to tell you, Linda, we're all sitting around going, we want to try that. You can see
that
the faces
is
here.
A lovely one. Really a nice summer sipping wine for sure. Mm-hmm. And then the best rosé was from Château de Leelanau, the 2013 Cabernet Franc rosé. And we do a lot of rosés in Michigan, and they're really got quite a following all around the country. They can be made in a very dry style or a very sweet style. This one is a fairly dry wine, and made from Cabernet Franc grapes that we normally associate with a very heavy, full-bodied red wine. So a really interesting collection of trophy winners selected from among the 50 gold medal winners that were awarded during the competition.
Linda, what do the judges take into consideration? What are they looking for?
Sure. They're looking for wines that are true to the character of that particular grape produced in this particular region. So they have in their mind the ideal Cabernet Franc from Michigan, and they are evaluating each wine as it's presented to them as to whether a particular wine deserves a gold, a silver, or a bronze medal. So they look at the wine. It's partly the appearance of the wine. The nose and bouquet are very important. They sniff the wine. And often they can tell a lot about the wine from the aroma. Sometimes some off odors can indicate a problem in the fermentation, and so they'll often pick that up when they smell the wine. And then lastly, they do put it in their mouth and evaluate the flavors, how it interacts with their palate. They are looking for viscosity that is typical of the wine that they're judging, and the mouthfeel. And then usually they almost always spit those wines out into a little bucket and then give their evaluation. They don't need to swallow them. And when you're tasting 75 wines in the day,
yeah,
you don't really want to swallow them. So
you want to be able to have a coherent verdict at the end of the 75 wines as you might at the very beginning and be able to drive home again. I imagine, Linda, that much of this has to do with weather and with growing conditions. So a certain grape that is just fabulous this year, maybe not so much next year.
That's absolutely true. And especially this year, after the harsh winter we've had, you know, we're going to have some interesting grapes coming out of the 2014 harvest, but we haven't had a chance to harvest and make wine from those yet. But what's really interesting in our competition now as the industry matures is we're getting several vintages of the same variety. So in the dry red category, we had some 2011 reds, some 2012 reds, and some 2013. No, we didn't have any 2013 reds. Those won't be released till next spring. But the judges were able to see some vintage differences between those two growing years. So it's kind of interesting now that we've got an evolving industry that's reached this level of maturity that the wineries have enough inventory of some of these older wines that they're able to hold them and carry them. And for the dry reds, a little bit of age on them usually is beneficial for them, so that's a good thing.
Well, thanks for filling us in and getting us in the mood for a wonderful glass of wine. Thanks so much, Linda Jones, who is the Executive Director of Michigan's Grape and Wine Industry Council.
Thank you.